This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1.22 lakh crore rupees from Banswara, Rajasthan. The projects include Maha Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project at Napla, several projects in the fields of solar energy, drinking water, healthcare infrastructure and national highways. The Prime Minister also flagged off three new railway services in Rajasthan and announced the launch of power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees across Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Maharashtra. Addressing a large gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said his government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of the society. Speaking about the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said, everyday essentials have become cheaper, reducing household expenses.
2017 में हमने जीएसटी लागू करके देश को टैक्स और टोल के जंजाल से मुक्ति दिलाई थी। नवरात्रि के पहले दिन से फिर जीएसटी में बहुत बड़ा सुधार किया गया है। इसका नतीजा ये हुआ है कि आज पूरा भारत जीएसटी बचत उत्सव मना रहा है। हर रोज इस्तेमाल की जाने वाली ज्यादातर चीजें
Reiterating his call for Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Prime Minister urged citizens to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Defining Swadeshi as goods produced in India with the sweat and effort of its people, he stressed that embracing Swadeshi should be seen as a matter of national pride. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, India has the triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said, India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said India has continuously been contributing to global food security. Prime Minister highlighted that food grain production in the nation has increased in the last 10 years. Mr. Modi underlined that in the last 10 years, 25 crore people in India have overcome poverty. He stressed today, India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem with many startups working in the food and agriculture sectors. He also said that small farmers are becoming a major force in the market and government has aimed several policies towards helping the small farmers. Talking to Akashvani News, Razia Sheikh, a stall owner from Chhattisgarh, said that World Food India has given a great opportunity to her and other small business persons. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the centre's Make in India 2.0 initiative will focus on emerging sectors that will be a big part of the global economy in the next 25 years. Speaking at an award ceremony in Mumbai today, Mr. Shah said, India's vibrant economy is a bright spot in the global arena. He said, the government brought in transparency in the data concerning non-performing assets. Mr. Shah said, Make in India has been instrumental in bringing about policy reforms to enable the country to become a manufacturing hub. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft MK-1A for the Indian Air Force, worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The delivery of these aircraft will commence during 2027-28 and will be completed over a period of 6 years. The production is expected to generate over 11,000 direct and indirect jobs per year for a duration of 6 years, giving a major boost to the domestic aerospace ecosystem. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in jail after being found guilty of criminal conspiracy. The case was related to millions of euros of illicit funds from the late Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy was accused of using the funds from Gaddafi to finance his 2007 election campaign. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all three podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. In the Asia Cup Super 4 match, Pakistan set a victory target of 136 runs for Bangladesh at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.